Exim Bank JA.
Welcome to Exim Bank JA. I am Nicole Cromewing, the host of today's program. In studio with us today is Ms. Shelley Leon, Deputy CEO and Director of Operations for Companies Office of Jamaica. She will be talking to us about the process of registering small and medium-sized tourism entities, SMTEs. The Exim Bank has recently partnered with the Ministry of Tourism and the Tourism Enhancement Fund to grow and develop the tourism sector. And so the businesses that fall within the SMT sector and the Tourism Linkages Network can now benefit from a recently established $1 billion SMTE loan facility. Some of the companies within the sector might not yet be formally registered. And so, Shelley, tell us how the Companies Office of Jamaica can work with these entities to get them registered.
Firstly, we're willing to work with any organized group. They can invite us to come on site, and we will, in fact, conduct registration activities at whichever area we're invited to. So persons don't have to come to us, we will go to them. The next thing is, we're aware that several operators in the tourist industry, they're on the North Coast. So since October 10th, the COG has a branch office at 10 Delisa Drive in Montego Bay. So persons can actually go into our office there and conduct registration activities. We also have what is known as a COG mobile. Right. So every other month, we travel to different parishes in the island and we conduct registration services. Persons can come into our head office as well at 1 Grenada Way, Kingston 5. And we have persons there who will be more than willing to guide persons through the application process.
So why would you recommend that persons register with the COG?
There are several benefits to registration. Firstly, most businesses are going to need to set up a bank account. And when you go to financial institutions, based on the various regulatory framework by which those institutions are governed, they'll be asking persons for their registration documents. Secondly, several institutions, as a precondition to getting a loan or a grant, they will require that entities be formalized, meaning that they be registered. Thirdly, if you want to access certain licenses from the government of Jamaica, you need to be registered.
Right.
So, for example, Tourism Product Development Company, they work very closely with the Companies Office of Jamaica. They ensure that businesses are registered, and not only that they are registered, that they are complying with their statutory obligations. And they will not issue a license unless the persons are in compliance. And it is unlawful for persons to legally advertise unless they choose some form of registration. And in regard to the public interest, persons want to know, who is this behind this business? Who am I dealing with? And they want to know that there is an independent public body that can verify this information.
Will companies that have been using unregistered trade names face any penalties should they come in to register now?
Well, what we're interested in doing is to get persons compliant. So for persons coming to effect new registration, we will not impose any penalties retroactively. So we want you to come in, and then from that point, we will help you to remain on the right track.
What are some of the things that persons need to bring in when they're coming to see you?
In this instance, I am thinking that the persons who would be coming in to register would want to register as business names. So they are either going to register as a sole proprietor, a partnership, or some of the persons may be registering a trade name. So they would be completing a form BRF1. They'd be providing proof of the proprietor's address. And in the case of the trade name, the fee would be $3,000. In the case of the individual or the partner, the fee would be $2,500. Most of these persons in this sector will not have other licenses that they would need to submit to us to register. So generally, those would be the things that these persons would need.
How can persons get in contact with the company's office of Jamaica to get more information?
We may be contacted at 908-4419-24, or they may visit our website at orcjamaica.com, and we have lots of information there that customers will find beneficial.
That is all the time we have left for today. Thanks to our guest, Ms. Shelley Leon from the Companies Office of Jamaica. Remember, you can visit our website at eximbankja.com for more information on our products and services. And please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn. Until next time, I am Nicole Cromewing for Exim Bank JA.
Exim Bank JA was a production of the GIS for Exim Bank Jamaica. Exim Bank.
proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcasts.